All right, you can go ahead, Ed, if you want. Or no, who's leading the meeting? Oh no, you're muted, Ed.
I thought he sounded great.
I thought Cesar was going to be doing it, and so I was frantically here trying to bring up the agendas and things. But Kara, if you have them and could bring them up, that would be great.
Yeah, why don't we start with introductions first?
Mm-hmm. I'm Ed, I guess, co-chair of the membership meeting today, and we'll go to, how about Pedro.
Thank you, Ed. Hi, everyone. Pedro Felix. I'm a member. And we'll go to Ron.
Hi, thank you. I'm Ron Hernandez. I'm a committee member.
JP Soto, council member.
I guess we're to staff now.
Did Elaine introduce herself?
My headphones won't work, so I'm gonna put on my regular phone on, but I'm here.
Okay, awesome. And then I'm Kara, council staff.
And Crown council staff as well.
All right, and I'll go ahead and pull up the agenda.
Okay, I just found the one for today. The one that I don't have is the last agenda. There we go.
We just have our regular stuff, the approval of the agenda, and then last month's minutes, as well as a notice of attendance to be sent, which might actually turn into an LOA request, but that's tentative. And then we do have a request for a retroactive leave of absence. And then our current absences, our leaves of absences, and our regular demographic information update, and our council recruitment discussion. And I have that flyer for everyone. And that'll take us to the end of the meeting.
Cool. All right. Are there any additions that anyone has to the agenda? Seeing no indication.
Actually, sorry. I think, Kara, you kind of touched on it a little bit, but Juba did get back to me just before the meeting, and they are requesting a leave of absence, so we can put them down there.
Okay, so just one change to under request for leave of absence. Mm-hmm. We will add Juba under there.
Cool, sounds good.
Great. Are there any other additions? If not, we can prove this by a consensus. Anyone that has any problem with the agenda, speak now. Hearing none, agenda is passed. Can we bring up the last month's agenda?
Last month's minutes.
Minute, excuse me. Are there any additions, subtractions, corrections to the minutes? Seeing none, we can pass this also by consensus. If anyone objects to anything on the minutes from last month's meeting, speak now. Seeing none, the minutes are approved. All right, do we have any announcements?
Uh, I'm gonna be jumping off of computer to phone around 3:30 to make it to a Kaiser appointment at 4 o'clock. So might have a hard stop right before four, and I'll be switching in between. So I'll log off here and log back on my phone.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other announcements? We have no public, so there is no public comments. Moving on, we are at our letter section. Kara, would you like to?
Yeah, of course. I can go. I'll actually ask Crown to, let's do Juba first.
Okay.
So can you just go ahead?
Yeah. So yeah, so I definitely sent a notice of attendance to Juba earlier this week, letting them know that they've missed 3 out of the 6 required meetings. Juba responded back asking for a leave of absence request, and that will be then approved here and now.
Great. So we can go ahead and vote. So that needs to get voted on. So that would be Juba. And then we also have Helen Lynn, who is requesting a retroactive leave of absence. And then can you, what months would those cover, Crown?
That will be from February, March, and April, and then she will be back next month.
All right, let's take
a question.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have in our policy and procedures, do we have a limit on the number of council members who can be on leave of absence at the same time?
I don't believe we do, but I would have to check actually.
I was also thinking the same thing. I was like, huh, how many people can be out?
Yeah, I don't think it's mentioned in PNP, but if it ever proves a problem, then I think we could amend it.
I think it more so is the issue comes with how many, how long the leave of absence is. That's where there would be an issue, but I can check just to make sure.
Thank you.
Should we wait while you're checking or go ahead?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Thank you. All right, Juba's requested leave of absence. And did he say for how long?
For the full 3 months.
For the whole 3 months, okay, 3 months. All right.
I move to approve.
Do we have a second? Okay, JP, second. All in favor, please raise your hand. My hand is raised, so we have 1, 2. Do we have to do roll call on this since it's a vote? I didn't know. Great.
No, it's I see everyone's hand is raised, so you don't have to do roll call.
Okay, great. And do we have any opposition? Motion has passed for Helen for retroactive leave of absence of February, March, and April. Do we have any comment? Thomas, your hand is up. Oh, no, it is down.
Not anymore. Sorry.
No, it is down. No problem. Any questions about Helen's request for retroactive leave of absence?
So she will return May. Is that with the retro thing?
Correct. Any other question? Seeing none. All in favor of this request, hands up. All right. All opposed? Seeing none, that too has passed. And welcome Thomas and Cesar. All right, get over here.
Let me ask for my own knowledge around the procedure of leaves of absence. What are some of the common or reasons people ask to be out, and what are excused reasons to be on a leave of absence, and what would not be reasons, and then what happened to get an approval?
So usually, to answer your second question first, this committee is in charge of whether they want to approve or not leave of absence, and so they do. Council members do have to put in a request with us, and then we put it on the agenda to be voted on. And to my knowledge, leave of absence has never not been approved. But of course, this is the place to discuss that. As far as reasons for a leave of absence, a lot of times it's when people, we will ask, because it does have to do with attendance, so we'll ask council members who have sometimes been missing a couple of meetings if whether they'd like to take that. And usually that's because of work conflicts. You know, we understand that everyone has their jobs, they have things other than this to attend to. So that's completely valid. And so sometimes it'll be that. A lot of times it might be a medical leave of absence. So they need to take care of themselves. So they'll need to be away from the council for an extended period of time. And that's when they put in a request for a leave of absence. Does that answer your question?
Thank you.
All right, moving on. Current leave of absences are still Billy Cooper, Matt, and Zachary, correct?
Yes.
Now we have no resignations that I'm aware of. We have no exit interviews that I'm aware of. No dismissal. All right, now we are down to item 7, our demographic information.
Of course, and I'll go ahead and share my screen. Nothing has really changed since we don't have any new members since we last saw this demographic report. So our target areas are still the same and our numbers still remain the same. So you can see that here. We are working though, hopefully, or we are working with the needs assessment, this next one, to hopefully recruit some new members. So that'll be exciting, and hopefully that changes this demographic report as well as the next one. So does anyone have any questions regarding this one? I don't hear any, so I'm gonna go ahead and move on to the next one. All right. And so we do see Latino, Hispanic, Black, African American, and youth. Those are our big target areas that we're hoping to hit with this next needs assessment and outreach for that. And so that does still keep our total number of membership at 25. And that's all I have to report.
All right. Thank you. All right. We are now down to our council recruitment efforts. Do we have the flyer?
Yes, let me share that really quickly. All right. So here's a flyer with your suggestions. We've updated both the wording. I did include the website in print at the bottom, as well as a QR code on the right-hand side. So any comments, suggestions? Does anyone hate it?
I like it.
I like it.
Whose phone number is that directly?
So that is Mark's phone number. He is in charge. Since Dave stepped away from the council, he is now our point person for member recruitment and handling any onboarding of new members.
And where does the QR code take us?
It takes us to the website.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I think that's a jam up job.
Awesome.
Should we mention that that the council meets more than, well, technically they'll be meeting 2 or 3 times a week. Should we mention the second possible one? Meetings a month?
A month. Well, I just put monthly and I put the hours because it does vary per, depending on what committee, a member will join. But I was actually wondering that what does everyone think? I left it as monthly, but I could be as specific as twice a month. I think it would also depend because we do have like our PLWH group. And so then that would maybe take someone to 3 times a month.
Yeah, but at the minimum, it's going to be 2.
So do you want me to include that?
I think so.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. What do you guys think, guys?
No, you're right, Ron. 2.
Yeah.
Any other feedback or changes, additions?
Yeah, the council meets twice monthly for 3 to 5 hours.
Yeah.
That sounds precise.
Oh my God, you guys, this flyer looks a lot more better than Marin's. This is so festive. I like it.
Good job.
I think we also have a good balance that we're doing.
So what size flyers are we going to get for this? Is it the 8x11?
Just the regular. I think for now, just the regular like letter flyers size.
Okay.
Just so we can hand them out during outreach.
Yeah, okay.
And then Pedro, I thought, did you say something really quickly?
I was just saying that I think we have a good balance of doing specific in general. And like it's specific enough so that we know what it is for, but it doesn't like overwhelm me with feedback. I think if people are interested, then they can call or look at the QR code. So I like the balance.
Perfect. All right, any other comments?
And we don't need to approve this as a committee. We don't vote on it, correct?
No, so this doesn't need to get voted on. But if this is the final product and everyone's okay with it, then we can go ahead and start using this once we start doing outreach for needs assessment.
Okay. And I see Thomas's hand is up. I'm not sure if, thank you, Thomas.
Oh no, it's a new hand, Ed.
A new one. Okay. With your exercise and walking.
Exactly. I think it looks great. It brings me to another question of like, how do we use this, for lack of a better word? So if I'm meeting somebody and they're like interested in the council, I would give them this flyer, right? And say, give this number a call, and what should they expect or something? You know what I mean? I'm like, this is a great tool. I need we all need a little elevator spit pitch maybe on how to, that makes sense. Cool.
Yeah. I think basically this is a flyer that we can actually post, you know, around in different places where people will see it. But also when we're talking with focus groups or any council type of groups, that we have this is information to be distributed, is my understanding.
Yeah. So the good thing about this flyer is that we will be using it as distribution for our outreach during the needs assessment. So hopefully folks that are interested and want more information, they're able to go ahead and go to our website and see much more description about what it is exactly that the council does. And it also, I mean, thankfully the website does a really good job of explaining the council, the work that we do, as well as who can join and stuff like that.
I think it would be a good idea to have a few of those in, maybe stacked on the table, with the other documents that we have during the full council meeting.
Oh, okay.
We have access to it and could say, okay, maybe I'll meet 3 people, 3 flyers that week, you know.
Yeah, we can definitely make that happen. And then Caesar, was that a new hand?
Yeah. Sorry I missed the conversation last month, but I loved reading the minutes about what you discussed. Do you think it's necessary? I'm also looking at the website. Like become a member. Do you think it might be necessary to have some way of saying who we're looking for? Or are we looking for certain expertise or experience?
So the conversation that we had about this flyer last month mm-hmm. also pertains to the conversation we're having about the needs assessment, because we are actually, we will be working kind of in combination with needs assessment efforts, since mm-hmm. Our focus group for the needs assessment is Latinx, Latino, Latina. That is one of our target areas. So we identified three target areas, which was that one was that one. And then another one's Black, African-American, and then the third one was youth. And so for our needs assessment and our upcoming COLAs, we haven't decided on the COLAs yet or voted on them officially, but we are hoping to target in our COLAs youth and then Black and African-American. So going through the focus groups and through the efforts of needs assessment and COLAs, that's where we'll take these flyers and then hand them out. And that will be how we're targeting kind of who we want to recruit.
Okay.
So that's specific creation of this flyer. So we're able to give something. So if people are interested and folks are interested, they can go ahead and figure out if this is what they want to do, read up on the planning council a little bit, and then go ahead and submit an application or fill out an application.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah. So, thank you.
Cesar, I think in some ways, kind of what you're getting at will be kind of addressed by where we focus our energy to outreach, right? If we're at Lyric, we're going to be looking for youth kind of thing. So I hear what you're saying. It'd be kind of nice to be saying, you know, encourage people of color and young folks and trans folks to join or something along those lines. That's what you're thinking, right?
Yeah. But I think we take care of it by the groups that are being targeted to share the
information. Outreach to it. Yeah.
Yeah, outreach to. I'm just saying that sometimes when you put a flyer out like this, folks will kind of think about, is this talking to me? Is this asking for me? Or, you know, yeah. But
or you get somebody who you don't want. That's what I thought you were going to say.
No. I mean, no, this is great. The flyer looks good. The plan to outreach to those certain groups and everything looks like pretty good plan to sync up with where we are missing some seats or expertise on the council. So,
yeah. I hate to like revision, but there's no DPH logo on it. And I don't know if we need it on there, but just, yeah, I'll let you all decide whether or not that makes sense. But I could go either way, but it does kind of add something a little bit. And then my other thought is just when people go to the website, it might be helpful to have this image in the website. Is that the plan, Kira? And then you see this and you kind of look for these colors and the...
No, but we can totally see where we can fit this flyer in where it makes sense.
So then the logo thing. Yeah, it sounds great. Yeah. Okay. Cut and copy is pretty easy to do these days. Cool.
All right.
And then the logo. Do people think we should try to get the logo in it or not? The city seal?
If it doesn't look too cluttered, I think it would be okay.
I also think it will add some sort of legitimacy to the reply.
Are there guidelines around this sort of thing where it should be on there?
From my perspective, usually like when we fund organizations that do social marketing, we quote unquote require, like these are ad campaigns getting people to, you know, take prep or something along those lines. The funding source usually is required to be on that, which is the SFDPH. But I don't think anybody's going to look at that hard. And I don't even know if this would qualify into that realm. So I could say that you all could decide whether or not it adds legitimacy, but it also adds clutter. So I'm always kind of on the fence with regards to what works best. So no, Cesar, is the long answer. I give a long answer to that question.
Thomas,
we don't really have to follow.
Would the logo go on the megaphone? The DPI logo would.
Sure. I mean, you could just go to the web and get a little version of it. Yeah. That's usually when I have to put the logo on somewhere. I just Google San Francisco Seal. And
how about if we just take a straw poll here among members?
That's a great idea, Ed.
Those that would like to add the logo somewhere on the flyer, if you could just raise your hands. Okay, I'm seeing
I'm in the middle.
One, two.
It doesn't matter.
Two and one in the middle.
I'm in the middle too, so.
You're in the middle.
I'm in the middle.
So we have three in the middle and two hands up, and I'll put my hand up for.
I'm not in the middle at all.
So we're back at almost a tie here. Does anyone have any strong argument for not putting the seal, the city logo, somewhere on the flyer?
It's kind of like a hit and miss. It can either go or doesn't have to. Here, we kind of put it in there. It lets them know that you're actually working with the county. Mm-hmm. And like make it feel a little official.
I mean, we're technically working under the mayor, right?
Yeah.
So we should have the mayor's logo up there too.
No.
No, I'm just
I'm like, I'm not even sure what the mayor's logo looks like. How do folks feel about asking Kira and Crown their thoughts? I know you're staff and you're really kind of, that's not your role, but you also have been working on this quite a bit. Do you have any folks okay with asking their opinion? Sorry to make it awkward.
Sure.
Of course.
No. Of course. Do you all have energy around this? Either way?
I can go either way. I do think that it does add a layer of like legitimacy. But then I think it also kind of goes to like, well, then what about the mayor seal? And then it can kind of go that way, potentially. Yeah. Kira?
I feel similarly. I don't really feel strongly for or against, which maybe this isn't helping. yeah, I think it could really, it's up to you guys. But if we were to add the seal, I haven't seen the seal personally, so how big is it? Because then we would just need to figure out where on the flyer it would go.
You can make it tiny. You just, seriously, go to Google, type San Francisco. You can either get a black and white version or a colored version. And then you just size it to whatever works for you.
Okay.
It's not complicated. Again, I've done it a lot. It sounds like the legitimacy is coming up. So I think mm-hmm. that might be the direction to go. So cool.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, I'm hearing that
I'm
adding...
cool with that too. Oh.
Okay. All right. Then we'll be adding that onto the flyer then. But everyone, besides that one change, is there, and then the one that Ron mentioned about meets twice a month?
Oh, yeah, I wanted to go back to that because when I'm reading it again, it says for 3 to 5 hours. That's collectively like for both meetings. If that's a big commitment. What about 2 to 3 hours each? If you already had the sentence, the committee meets twice monthly for 2 to 3 hours each.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, that's how I see that. How do you guys see it, guys? Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
Or if you don't mind me suggesting, because on our flyer, we just put, we meet every other month, Wednesday, second week of the Wednesday from 3 to 4 or 3 to 5 p.m.
So on the website, it does say, and like the where when you either scan that logo or you enter that website, the first page that you get taken to, it does say we meet once a month every fourth Monday. But the reason I had put 3 to 5 hours, and it varies, is because there are subcommittees like council affairs, membership, that folks attend besides full council. So it isn't just one set day.
Yeah, it's accumulative. Yeah.
Yeah. And in a way, it makes it more clearly. The people are looking at the time that it takes, that 3 to 5 hours a month covers all of the meetings, unless the person is positive and goes to the the positive group.
But we're already thinking of amending the sentence to saying meeting twice monthly.
That's true. Yes.
If it's twice monthly, it's 2 to 3 hours each.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Elaine, going back to your thing with putting in like specifically the dates, I think just the fly will be bogged down with too much letters, too much writing.
Yeah, and I just keep on forgetting that we only have our main meeting. We don't have committee meetings right now. So, yeah, because you guys have committee meetings, you would have to add all that in there. So I would just go what you have on there then.
Great. All right. So we can move forward. Do we have any other changes at this time? Thomas, your hand is raised again. Okay. You're just doing that to delegate. Then hearing none, I propose that we accept the flyer that we have, and we will proudly print it, display it, and bring in new members from it.
All right. And then, so now moving away from the flyer and into our outreach efforts. So the needs assessment was approved during full council, correct, Carl? To be Latino, Latina, Latinx. So with that in mind, we do begin recruiting, and we want to really narrow down our list of who we'd be outreaching to. So with that in mind, does anyone have any other suggestions? We did have a list last month that Crown was able to put together. Of all your suggestions. And so we've been able to narrow it down. But besides that, does anyone have any other suggestions or anything else that came up? Because we will now start outreaching to all of those suggestions that everyone brought.
And those flyers will be ready for the COLAs, right?
Yes.
And what's the projected date for the COLAs?
So we don't have dates right now because the COLAs, we've been discussing them, but they haven't been voted on yet. But right now we want to focus on the needs assessment because that one has been voted on.
Yeah.
But there are no, since we're just doing outreach right now, there are no set dates, but we do, once we get those set dates in, then we'll come back and bring that information back to this group. That way we can figure out how that's going to happen, who's going to come to which dates and who can attend what. All right, I'm not hearing any. Which is fine. We have a long list.
A long list. Can you bring the list up? Is it possible?
We don't have a document on it, but I wonder, Crown, if it's not too much, can you read a couple of them off?
Oh yeah, I can read some of them off. I have them listed here because today I was just kind of looking at, because some of them are so broad and they have multiple support groups and some of them were just like one support group. So I'll go through it. We have Walden House, we have Interfaith, Chile, the SF Community Health Center, IFR, a few from IFR actually, Hermanos del Luna y Sol, Larkin Street, HIV, Advocacy Network from AIDS Foundation, Rafiki Coalition, which is or Black Coalition on AIDS, Agulhas, and then Southeast Health Center. So yeah, hopefully that.
And We had mentioned or discussed a few times possibly having a list of talking points so that everyone is, when we go to these things, people are getting the same messages out. Has anyone begun thinking about what those talking points might look like?
So when I talked to Mark about doing this outreach, what he mentioned was that so that everyone doesn't feel pressure to have talking points ready, it would more so be council staff would be there. We'd introduce, you know, everyone, we'd introduce whoever it is that is, what council member from this group is coming in. And then we'd just do like a brief overview of what is the council, what it is exactly that we do. And then from there, we would go ahead and have one of you share your experience. You know, I go to this, I meet twice a month with everyone and, you know, we kind of do this and just share really your experience.
Okay.
So don't feel pressured to already have talking points because it's more just we want other potential recruits to really see, you know, what it is to be on the council, that experience. Does that make sense?
To kind of have the consistency mm-hmm. that I think you were talking about, staff will kind of go over those same points every time we meet with a group. So that will be happening. So if that's a concern there. And again, it's really like a personal testimony of what it's like to be part of the council that will really shine and low pressure. So yeah.
Now, from our membership committee, do we have individuals that would like to be part of going out to share your experiences on the council? So if you have an interest, that way we can sort of know how many people we can count on going with staff so that we can try to have someone at least at each meeting, if at all possible. I know there may be times when we can't, but it would be good to know who's willing to do this so that we know what type of team that we're putting together.
Ed, in the past, I think what Mark let us do was they would announce when the next caller would be. Mm-hmm. And depending on that demograph, we would get the volunteer maybe the month before.
Okay.
Come and join. So, I mean, I don't think we should have a standing committee, a member who is going to be at every single cola, but rather as we go and we do each cola, we ask for volunteers the day, the month before, however David wants to do it.
Okay, that is actually really I don't know if that's a good idea, but
if you want a standing person, if you want someone on.
I was just wondering from this committee, how many people would be interested, not just participating. If we only had one volunteer, we're in trouble. If we have more than that, we're in less trouble. And we also have the opportunity, if we don't restrict people from attending and representing the council to all of the other committees, we have greater involvement and a richer story pool to draw from as we're talking to these people that may be interested.
Personally, for me, I think it would depend on which demographic is going to be, we're going to mm-hmm. do the caller for. So it would be dependent on when David coordinates with the group the month before, and he'll let us know which group that is. And mm-hmm. then we could, personally, I could decide then and there if I'm a good representative or not.
Mm-hmm. And I guess my question is, are we limiting this strictly to the membership committee, or are we opening this up to the other committees that may want to go so that we have a larger pool to draw from and maybe richer experiences?
Ed, I actually do like that idea. I was going to suggest that maybe from pick a certain person from each committee to see if they would want to do that, to give them their experience on that committee and, you know, so on and so on. I think that would be a great idea to have all the other committees.
I think we should have maybe one of our committee co-chairs.
Yeah.
Speak at the steering committee and see how that would work.
sounds good.
Does anyone think it's an absolutely horrible suggestion and we should just reel it in and view the wonderful faces on the screen that I'm looking at?
Yeah, honestly, and I'll do you guys, this is really in the right direction and it's gathering up ideas. So I think it's what we're doing here is a lot more improved than we've done in the past. So let's give ourselves a pat in the back, I guess you could say. So these are great ideas. So none of them is not a bad idea. They're all good ideas and they're ideas that we should have been working on a long time ago. So better late than never. So it's good. It's all good.
Yeah, I don't think it would hurt to have council members from other committees to know what COLAs are coming up and that we're open to having someone represent the council. I think it doesn't obligate them, but I think it'll give some of them an opportunity to be more involved and maybe they'll do it. Mm-hmm. They want to. So answering your question, Ed, I personally think we should open it up to just more than the membership committee.
I agree. I think it would be good to open it up to the rest of the council. I mean, we may have an opportunity where there's a certain group that you're doing outreach to, and there may be a council member that has a relationship or comes from that community, which would make the, I guess, outreach and pitch a bit stronger. So there's that opportunity as well.
Great.
Absolutely.
Now, Kira, what would the logistics look like to opening this up to the full council to elicit volunteers from the various committees? Is this something that would have to go through steering first, or does it have to, what would be the channel?
Well, since it is, since we are kind of just opening it up, it could just be as simple as an announcement made during full council, or made, and also additionally from that, made at each separate committee meeting. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully at best, you get at least one member from each committee. But once we start getting closer to actually having dates and times for all of these focus groups, I think that's when we'll be able to really get a good sense of how many people want to do it or are available to do it.
Yeah, good idea, Kara. Yeah.
Now I'm trying to remember, was there anything else that we discussed last month that we should be covering here? I don't have that on my screen. Sure.
I can pull up the minutes if you'd like.
I think we've covered most.
Yeah, I think I can speak too. I was just looking at the minutes. The three points were the flyer, council staff meeting together to build a recruitment strategy, and then the third one was just everybody bringing in kind of their homework. So those are the main three parts to this.
I thought we'd covered them. I just wanted to make sure. Do we have any other suggestions from committee members of things that we might be looking at or ways to approach the different three groups that you're looking to bring to the council? Yes, Rob.
Yes, David mentioned the third point, doing our homework. And I did have one referral, but my question here is for the staff. When you do speak to potential referral or potential recruit, would you rather them have them call directly to Mark Molnar as in the flyer? Or would you rather us call Mark and say this is a number that he can call them back? What's Mark's preferred way?
Well, I can't speak for Mark, but I think just in general, I liked that, Ron, you gave us a heads up of who, because that also provided us background on, this person. We were able to get in contact with them. So that's always, I think that's always good. It's always welcomed. I think that, or if you, if also, I feel like if they're able to email, I think that's better, because we will need to email them or have them somehow access the potential member application.
I believe that if we had someone from staff call them back, especially when you're meeting them one-on-one, you have someone call them back, the follow-up is a lot easier than them giving it up to them, telling them, this is what we do, here's a flyer, call when you want. You know, sometimes they're busy, something happens, and they forget to call. But if we have our staff to call them in a couple of days, then they'll go, yeah, I remember talking to Ron, you know.
Yeah.
And I think it's more effective that way.
So. And I think it also puts less pressure on a potential new member, since they don't, maybe they aren't, they don't know too well what it is the council does. And so I think that takes the pressure off of them.
Okay. Yeah. So we call Mark when we get one of those referrals. And give him the number. Okay. Thank you.
Sorry about that. I had to get a drink. Which is unusual. Any other suggestions about how we might outreach or strategies for moving the committee forward?
I don't know if this is in the part of this topic. It's not in the agenda, but I understand a former council member is interested in joining the group again. So is there any word on that yet, Kira, if that's happening?
I actually didn't know about that. So that would be, so did they email Mark about that? Or did they
I think Mark put it in the agenda for next month.
Oh, okay.
I just want to put a heads up that I'm trying to find an easy way for him to return and maybe forego the interview process, because he's been with the council for so long. I'll tell you. Charles Cerón was at the full council last week or 2 weeks
ago. Okay.
And so he told me that he was interested in coming back to the council. He's been gone for maybe 2 years, but he's been with the council since, I don't know, 2000 oh something. I'm not sure, a very long time, but he's feeling better. So I just want to, I hope that we could streamline his process, maybe reinstate his, you know, his membership.
Yeah, so usually in the past, we have streamlined certain people's applications because for whatever reason, they're very familiar. We've worked with them in the council. So that, I think that's definitely something that can happen. But we will talk to Mark about it. Unfortunately, he is out this week. But hopefully we'll be able to talk to him next week.
Okay.
Anything else for the committee? Hearing nothing, we have come to the end of our meeting today. Last things to do would be to pick the date for the next meeting. And Kira, do you have your count?
Yeah, so the next meeting for membership is scheduled for May 11th, same time.
Mm-hmm. With the hope that everyone can bring in at least one suggestion for a new member.
Hey, it was a sweet success for today, you guys. We're a little slow. Maybe we didn't get our coffees rolling, but it was good.
Any questions or anything that we might like to add to the next agenda, just as a heads up? Any ideas floating around?
How about if we actually, like, if we're going to target those flyers, target where the main focus that we need and the main where it's a lot more traffic. If you know those places, maybe we should go out and look to see where it's more hard hit with the Latin community, where it can get noticeable.
Oh, that was going to be my question. Thank you for bringing that up. I meant to. Will the flyers be bilingual or will it just be English?
Okay, both.
So for now, we're actually trying to just keep it in English.
Okay.
Yeah. But we are hoping that eventually in the near future, we will be able to recruit Spanish speakers and to make our flyers bilingual as well as our materials.
And, I mean, if our flyers are also in another language, I'm afraid that they're going to expect the meeting to be conducted in that language.
Yeah.
We don't have that capacity. We don't have translators. I wish I were bilingual. I don't want to give them the assumption that we're going to be speaking Spanish when we can't. Well, maybe Elaine can, but
I'm what they call a coconut. I'm brown on the outside, white on the inside. So.
I've never heard that one.
Not excluding monolingual other than English speakers. It's just going to be very difficult to have them understand what we do then if we don't have Spanish.
Because I was going to be my next, because we had to do that here too. And we asked the Cecily here if we are able to provide for interpreters for them, and she said yeah. So it's just a matter of having to talk to whoever we need to talk to here to see if we're going to do that at a later time. So I would guess that was going to be my next question, but you answer it for me, Kira. So
that has come up in discussion before. It's just once we wrap up in, I think it's July, once we get our new budget and new fiscal year starts for us, then we'll be able to see how we can do that, or if that's a possibility.
Okay.
And the one last question I have, do we have a list of businesses or organizations? Well, I'm looking at businesses right now that allow us on a regular basis to come in and put flyers up, whether it be bars, bookstores, you know, Ace Hardware, some of the restaurants throughout the Castro?
No, we don't have a list. I think in the past, we've refrained from doing that just so we don't get, kind of random people that don't really, I don't want to say qualified, but just like wouldn't really be eligible to join the planning council. Because then we would have to go through kind of like the vetting process. And although that would eliminate someone, we just want to refrain from having too many people try and come on when they don't, you know, it doesn't really apply to them.
Okay.
Right now we have two demographics that we're trying to reach out to, right? That's Latinx and what was the other one we're short on?
So we have three. We have Latinx, Latino, Latina, youth, and Black and African American.
Would it be a good idea to target those with flyers posted in this agency?
Can you repeat that one more time?
I just lost you guys, sorry.
Oh no.
Would it be wise to have flyers in those agencies that we're trying to reach out to?
No, I think that'd be a really good idea. And we're hoping also once we start doing outreach, to hopefully send some kind of online version, whether that's to those agencies that send out email newsletters and stuff like that, so it can get attached in there as well.
Have we ever had anyone from the press do an interview, say with Mark or you or Cannon about the council and what we do and where people might they check out our website if they have an interest?
That's interesting. I mean, what about having someone from the bar interview one of us as story? And that could give us some, publicity.
No, we've never, not that I know of. Maybe Mark can speak more to his knowledge. You know, he's been here a while, so he would know. And I would imagine that if that were to happen, he would probably be the person that they interviewed.
Yeah, I think he has connections to the BAR, right?
Oh.
I don't know. I'm just speculating.
I guess I'm looking at ways other than a flyer that we can reach people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
that's just something to think on for next meeting. Well, with that said, are there any other questions, burning concerns to put forward? If not, meeting adjourned, and we'll see you in May.
All right.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye. Kira, do you want to hang out for a sec?
Yeah, give me one sec.